To the baptism party, of course. The day continues with the annual general meeting at 12 o'clock, so I do hope you will be able to stay on for that. And then, as always, there is reflective worship at 6:30. Pastoral and personal news, Dot Dixon is still in Kingston Hospital. Two announcements for the coming week. The worship group, which meets tomorrow, will be meeting at 8 p.m. and not 7:30 p.m., so if you're involved, please take note. If you're not involved, you might like to be so. And the next Open Gardens event is at Margaret Golding's garden in Surbiton on Saturday, the 9th of July. No, not 9th of July, 16th of July, sorry, next Saturday. Next Sunday, the Loose Collection will be in aid of the Disaster Emergency Committee for Drought Relief in East Africa. And two small notes of a kind of a general interest nature. The Council, Kingston Council, has just initiated a consultation on the future of the ancient marketplace and the surrounding area. And they're consulting all the stakeholders involved, which includes us. If you're interested, you'll find some information and also information on how to participate in the foyer. And also in the foyer, you can pick up the latest Churches Together in Kingston newsletter. And finally, here's Steve with a couple of words about Holiday Club.
Guess what? The summer holidays are nearly upon us and the children will all be out of school. So for their benefit and their parents, and to introduce them to church, we're running four activity mornings on the 25th and 26th of July and the 22nd and 23rd of August. We hope to get lots of children, which means we shall need lots of staff. If you feel you could help us, please could you give me a ring? I'm Steve Wenman and my number's in the book. Or come and see me either after this service or next Sunday. Thank you.
Margaret Randall has reached an old birthday. I couldn't possibly. Round of applause for Margaret. Woohoo! While we're on the subject of O's, Emily Young. Here we come. Has worked for Kingston United Reformed Church for 10 years. However, let's celebrate the 10 years first. You may or may not know that 10 years for a youth worker is a very long time. Not only it feels that for her, but it's just youth workers are people who usually move on. The time has come. There will be time for speeches, there will be time for do's and celebrations and parties. But Emily has got a new job, and come the autumn, she will have gone. Watch this space in terms of events, and I'm not going to draw this out now because I'm going to draw it out later in lots of other ways, but we want to say thank you for your 10 years as well as wishing you well for the future. Thank you. got a vague feeling I had three things to do and I've only done two. So if yours is the thing I should have done and I haven't. Let us join together to worship God. It is the Lord who sows seed among us. It is the Lord who calls us to let it root and grow. So let us welcome God's message with joy. And may God's word yield a rich and plentiful harvest. We're going to sing Jesus' Love is Very Wonderful. We're going to sing it with actions. And the reason we're going to sing it is because we've had a request. I have it in my notes that we maybe sang it at your baptism and at your baptism. And now we're going to sing it at Abby's baptism as well. So all three of you have made these people sing, Jesus' Love is Very Wonderful. And some of them are really happy about that. So we join to sing with the actions. And I'll come down. Singing, please have a seat. Let us join together to pray. Let us pray. The kingdom of heaven slips between the cracks in the meaning of words. The languages of this world cannot contain it. It is a pearl of enormous wealth. It fills our deepest needs. It soothes the pain that fills the corners of a prison cell, and it pours into the cup of suffering that is passed around in an upper room. The kingdom of heaven is in small acts of compassion. It is the sea of living water contained in a single tear of sorrow. It is dancing to our own beat. It is the eruption of laughter. It is the welling up of joy. It is the wide eyes of a child. It is the filling of our lamps with expectation. It is the seed for our hope of life. It is here. It is now. God, we come to worship you. We who live all our days surrounded by you sometimes ignore it. But here, we acknowledge your kingdom. Lord, we pray. Amen. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. In the Gospel according to John, we read that Jesus said to Nicodemus, "No one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and the Spirit." We believe that God loves us before we can talk of that love ourselves. No one of us deserves the love of God, and no one of us can explain God. Because the minute you can explain it all, what you are talking about is no longer God. So Abigail comes to be baptized as her sisters have been in this place. And does she know all that she is a part of today? No, she doesn't. No more do any one of us know what it is to be part of this strange, odd, mystical and holy group that is the church. So whether we are children or whether we are adults, this marks a new beginning in our life as part of the church. We acknowledge one baptism. It's not a United Reformed Church baptism. It's the baptism of the whole of the church. And we do it in response to the call of Christ on our lives. So would you two like to come up? You two. You two. And then you two come up. I'm just making it quite clear who's who here. That's what it is. And what about you three coming up as well? How would that be? Is that not too embarrassing? Not too hideous. So, whether you know it or not, you have come for the baptism of your child in response to the call of Christ and the leading of the Holy Spirit. So let us hear there and in the presence of God and before us all as witnesses that you confess your faith in Christ and your promise to follow him. And as a congregation, we will also make our promises. So do you believe and trust, this is for all, do you believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, maker of heaven and earth, redeemer of the world, giver of life? Do you promise, trusting in God's grace, that by prayer and example you will teach Abigail the faith of the gospel and bring her up in the worship and the life of the church? Do you promise, trusting in God's grace, to pray and care for Abigail and to support her family as you are able? And do you, as members of Christ's body and trusting in God's grace, promise to pray for Abigail, to provide for the teaching of the gospel, and to live a Christian life in the family of God? Yes. Is the right answer. Well done, gang. Right. Come this way, come this way, come this way. What do you think I've got here? Abigail, Georgia. Should we change it? Should we put in a, what about putting in a crazy mad middle name just to really, what do you think? What about Abigail, Georgia, Zebedee? Do you think that? No. Okay, right. I'm back in the zone now. I'm being sensible. I'm going to put some water on your forehead, okay? Abigail, Georgia, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Wow. Let's pray. Lord our God, we ask for your blessing on this water, which is for us ordinary and commonplace, but for some people is the most important thing there is. May it be to us a holy symbol of washing clean, but also of welcome and acceptance. We ask for your blessing on Abigail as she grows, and on her sisters, and on her parents. We ask that they would provide for Abigail a home of love and laughter, a place where she is known and allowed to blossom. Lord, we pray. Amen. We're going to sing a blessing now. The words are going to be up there, or they're going to be in the books. So let's join to sing. Now, as I said, Christian baptism isn't something that belongs to any one church. It belongs to the church. So the certificate is a certificate produced by a whole list of churches which are on the back here. But this is Abigail's. Do you know where yours are? Can you know that? Are they framed on the wall in your bedroom? That was me being silly again. Who's going to have this? No? Yeah, it's great. It's good. Excellent. Now, one of the things that we do is we help people to get some understanding of this book. It's a church. What do you think this book is? Come on. What is it? It's a Bible, of course it is. And this is yours. But we think that actually, that's just full of lots and lots of words and not many pictures. Whereas this one has got lots and lots of words in, but also has got some pictures. So that might be a bit better for now. Ooh, it's heavy. Who do you think? Who do you think? Yes, you're right. Go on, there you are. One each. Good. Yeah, I got to thank you straight away. Yeah, good. We're going to join to sing. We're going to sing a song that is a Kingston URC song that we sing at baptisms. And the words will be up there, and they might be in the orange books if you... No, we haven't. Right. Father, may your Holy Spirit, we join to sing. Have a seat. Now what we're going to do now is Ruth is going to read to us a passage which is all about a sower and some seed, which you might think is really interesting, and you might actually think it's really good. Leslie's going to talk for 1 minute afterwards. Hooray, hooray. Or you might think, do you know what I'd like to do? I would much rather pot some seeds. And if you would much rather pot some seeds, then Ray will be potting some seeds just there. So that's an option. That's an option. You could do that if you wanted to. All right, just don't come running to me and never say that I was boring this morning. Here we go, Billie Jean. Oh, no, it's not. Here you come, Emma. Sorry, I missaw you. Fabulous. Emma. Where's Craig? Did I see Craig come in as well? Yes, I did. Here he comes. Sorry, Ruth Mann, you can do this, can't you? That's cool. So let us listen for the word of God from Matthew's Gospel.
So the reading is from Matthew chapter 13, verses 1 to 9. That same day, Jesus left the house and went to the lakeside where he sat down to teach. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it while the crowd stood on the shore. He used parables to tell them many things. Once there was a man who went out to sow corn. As he scattered the seed in the field, some of it fell along the path and the birds came and ate it up. Some of it fell on rocky ground where there was little soil. The seed soon sprouted because the soil wasn't deep. But when the sun came up, it burnt the young plants, and because the roots had not grown deep enough, the plants soon dried up. Some of the seed fell among thorn bushes, which grew up and choked the plants. But some seeds fell in good soil, and the plants produced corn. Some produced 100 grains, others 60, and others 30. And Jesus concluded, "Listen then, if you have ears."
There is later in that same chapter an explanation of what this story means. But I have to say, I don't believe that when you tell stories, you then give the answer. I think the story is the story, and it's up to us to work out what we think that story means. That's why you're telling stories, to make people think. So, one of the messages of that story is God can do a lot with small things. And the good news for somebody whose job in life is spreading the seed is that the seed actually, in that story, gets off scot-free. The seed's job is just to be out there being seed. It's not packaged, it's just seed. There it goes. The difficulty, the challenge, is with the soil. This story probably reflects the fact that the early church suddenly discovered that not everybody was coming to faith, and they were surprised by it. And they were also probably surprised by the fact that some people who were part of the faith community had then wandered off. But the challenge is about being quality seed that will allow, sorry, about being quality soil that will allow the seed to grow. And the message of the story is also that from a tiny seed, great abundance can happen. And if you think about whatever you think about the faith, if you think about what has happened to the world through the work of Jesus and that tight gang of followers, the world has been turned upside down by a very small group of people. So the challenge for any one of us, regardless of what we think about the Christian message, is when you think about those things that you think of as important, are you preparing your life? Do you live in a way that will allow those things that you think of as important to flourish, to grow? That's not just a question for Christians. It's a question for all people. Are you living your life in a way that will be good soil for that which you say with your mouth that you believe to be true? The good news is that was a rhetorical question. Would you like to put up the quote, please? Sometimes it falls to a generation to be great, You can be that generation. Let your greatness blossom. Let me give you a minute with that, just a bit of quietness. And of course, in no situation is this more true than when it comes to the whole issues of parenting and nurturing of children. We're going to sing. We're going to sing a song which is called Think of a World Without Any Flowers. You might have noticed my rather obvious visual aid, this rather dead-looking branch. We are going to make it beautiful together. And the way that we're going to make it beautiful together, are you gang listening to me, is we are going to put leaves on it. And each of these leaves, I need you to write on it what you would pray for on this day. What would you pray for on this day? And then bring your leaf and hang it up. Okay? Now, the rules are this. You can write in any language you like. If you are concerned that what you want to write is so private, you are anxious that somebody else would read it and draw conclusions about you, you write it in code, because God can understand your code. So you don't have to, just write whatever it is, that's what matters. If you are a person whose legs don't work very well and you don't want to come to the front, I'm going to wander up and down and you're going to hand it to me and I'm going to hang it up for you. Are we clear? Right, so could you come and help me deliver these things out? Peter, come and give some of these to people. Come and hand them out. Hand them out. Here you go, Rebecca. Could you hand them out, please? Oops. Could you hand these out? Hand them out. Hand them out. Everybody needs one tree. Oh, did I miss you? How did I do that? Wasn't that terrible? And then, I guess, some people don't have pens. Put your hand in there if you haven't got a pen. Here we go. Pen, here's a pen. Let's take your thank you very much. A pen. Yeah, that's good. Pass them around. Have a pen. Hand it there if you haven't got a pen. Thank you very much, Pat. Oh. Yeah. Put your fingers on that. Okay. Anybody got a, leaf E, honestly. The service, there you are. What are you short of? Pens. There we go. There we go. Right. You got your leaves. Did you not get one? No, sheesh. Who's got a leaf? Spare leaf? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Is there any spare leaves? Pardon? Oh, yeah. Yes, right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Great. Oops, it is he. Did you get one? Actually, nor did I. So everybody's got a leaf. Right, good. And everybody's got a pen or something to write with. So I invite you to come forward as you make your prayer and hang it on the tree. Thank you. Looker. And somebody's already made it more beautiful. Give me a flower. It's never seen one of these before. It's a yucca flower. Before the service started, somebody handed me a specific request for prayer, which is from the prayer box that we have. And it's to pray for Eddie Kerr, who some of you will know, who's one of the street pastors, regularly comes in the building for tea and coffee. And he is having to go into a hospital for an operation. Let's pray for Eddie and for all these other situations and circumstances. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, take the seed of our sorrow, our anxiety, our concern, and let there be growth in healing, in peace, in love. We place these people before you in your name. We pray. Amen. So let's continue our worship as we make our offering. So let us pray. Lord, our God, on this day when we celebrate the gift of new life, of Abigail's life, we know that we are richly blessed. We return this money. We ask that it would be spent well. And in Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. We're going to sing Lord of All Hopefulness. We join to sing. Right, gang, I'm going to say a blessing now, okay? As we stand, we pray. Thank you, God, for all your gifts, for life, for health. Hearts. May we go from this place to be the best soil that we can be. And may we allow your love to grow in us. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.